Hey, how you doing? This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, The Money Show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you got a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, well, I'll be darned if you didn't stumble onto the show that is made just for your situation. Gregory, the guy across the table here.
Hey.
Just got back from his job all day being a financial advisor, and he can help you with your situation. Phone number to jump in and just run your question down his ear right now, 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. I don't like to start with politics, but they steered into our lane. Can we go ahead and just...
Well, they've been steering into our lane for a while. So what, is this about Pelosi's $3 trillion?
It's about the $3 trillion. Yeah.
How did I know that?
We didn't even talk about that before the show, but he probably saw the glint in my eye.
Well, I read about some of it. The summary is 90 pages. Like, Lord, there's a lot of stuff in there. And I read some of it. I was kind of blown away.
The bill itself, 1,815 pages.
Nice. I won't be reading all that.
Well, it does include, I don't want to beat up on it too much. It does include some very important virus fighting programs like bailing out the post office. That's essential for fighting viruses, corona or otherwise. I mean, that epidemiologists are always falling all over themselves about, keeping the post office fiscally healthy, right? Don't you hear doctors talking about that all the time, the importance of the post office? Makes no sense to me. And this garbage where they're just going to come up with a big slush fund for states and local governments to be bailed out just so they can go run up their pension funds again and they're going to be in this situation in another 5-6 years. That seems like a pretty horrible idea too. And then we go to the checks. $1,200 is what we each got last time. As long as you aren't one of the people that was successful enough.
There's another round?
Well, that's part of the discussion here. For this round, they would cap it off at $5,000 a household. It would be $1,200 for me, $1,200 for the spouse, and $1,200 for each one of my kids, up to three kids. And so you do that quick math. That'd be a $5,000 for my household. It'd be $5,000, but that's what the cap would be. All told, $3 trillion in spending when not only are we already out of money for this fiscal year, but we've already rolled up about a $3 trillion deficit. So what's another $3 trillion on this deficit thing? Luckily, though, this one doesn't seem to be skating through as easily as the other ones. I just found it bizarre that they passed a $1 trillion spending bill with a voice vote. You know, it's like, can we at least make these people go on the record? I mean,
well, this one isn't passing this way. Well, the Senate said it's not going anywhere and they're not approving anything before June.
Well, it was my understanding. I might be wrong. That's what the Senate said about the bill yesterday when it was $4 trillion. The one that Pelosi walked out this afternoon is $3 trillion. I don't have a Senate response on this one.
I don't think it's not going in that form.
Oh, I hope you're right. I so hope you're right.
No.
Because the ease with which...
What they did was reduce the talking points.
Okay. Yeah. Here's an interesting part of it, though. One part that I think I'm against, but it's not that big of a deal, is coronavirus aid is now being talked about in the halls of Congress for local newspapers and broadcasters, which puts up a huge red flag for me. It's like, I don't like the idea of the federal government being able to sprinkle some money into people in the media. I mean, you're kind of buying favor like that. You know, you can't have a fair and just and media outlet when they're getting government money. But really, the headline here was misleading. When I go through the story a little bit deeper here in the Wall Street Journal, all they're trying to do is just change one of the nuances of the Paycheck Protection Program that would allow a lot of these local newspapers and TV stations to qualify for the SBA's program. They don't now because of affiliation rules. Yeah, a local guy owns the franchise here, but if you're part of a larger conglomerate that has more than $42 million in revenue or more than 1,000 employees, you're ineligible. So they're just thinking about that. So that's a kind of in my book. Did you read up on any of that?
Did not.
Yeah. I mean, kind of nuancey. I'm just also paying attention because I made the joke on this show. And if the guy that's listening has heard me say this before, he got a big kick out of it. I said, I'm against all bailouts unless it goes to broadcasters. And so I kind of have to employ my own joke here and say, no, I'm still actually against it. That was a joke, even though money's faced my way. I was just faced with my own smart aleck comments.
Well, they may need a special package for Los Angeles because they're talking about the stay-at-home orders might remain in place well into the summer. Stressing it that with all certainty, the stay-at-home order set to expire at the end of the week will be expanded all the way to August, Fur added. And I am not sure who I'm calling Fur. Is that the governor?
No, Newsom's the governor.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who that is, but unless that's the the region's public health director said this morning at a meeting of the county's powerful board of supervisors. It's not just the board of supervisors, the powerful board of supervisors, Barbara Ferrer. So, they may need a bailout there.
I thought the way you put it yesterday was perfect. We are discovering a whole lot of little dictators out in America who just love these little unelected bureaucrats who've been appointed, and some of them are even interim in their position, and they are wielding their authority like Thor's hammer or whatever.
Well, did Elon Musk get arrested today? I didn't see that.
He didn't get arrested yesterday. He didn't get arrested today. The follow-up on that is when they asked the Alameda County Health Department, did y'all approve his clean health restarting plan? And they're like, we've received it. It is under review. We have not approved it yet. So as if there's like a 1% chance they're going to review it and say no and go stop him. That would be insane. I mean, I almost hope they do it because I just want to be able to talk about it tomorrow on the show. But come on.
And his stock was up this morning. I didn't see what it closed at.
Well,
it's just interesting where business pushes back. And you've got to find some middle ground or in the area of middle ground to start letting things happen. Look, we are humans. We all have some level of intelligence, and I think people have been trained what social distancing is, but if you don't let them go to bars and fill up bars, go to ball games, go to concerts, there's no group. You can't go fill up restaurants either. So you are controlling that, and don't let office buildings full of cubicles fill up as well. So you are creating some mitigation. Some social distancing has proven to work. And look, South Korea had a problem with the virus starting up again, and they had a super spreader was bar hopping, and the bars were full, the nightclubs over there. So we got to stop. Why did they let that start back up? Like, it's all well. No, you can't have large events until there's a vaccine or it rolls through the world's population like past pandemics. Get enough people with antibodies, then, it's over.
Okay, so what about one more coronavirus stimulus idea I'm going to run by you?
Run it.
So now, this one comes from the American Enterprise Institute and Hoover Institution. These are right-leaning think tanks, and they released a report. My take on this is coming from the Washington Post. The plan calls for allowing Americans... You get a choice here. You can choose to receive a check of up to $5,000 now in exchange for the delay of your Social Security start date by 3 months. So revenue speaking to the government, it's neutral. There's not new money coming out of the sky. We're just sort of stealing from the trust fund and then delaying that $5,000 when it comes time to turn it on. So would that be?
Is this for everybody, or we get to go log in and sign on for an option? Can I have that $5,000 now instead of 20 years from now?
Yes,
or 30 or 40.
That's exactly what it is. Every American citizen is going to be able to push that. Is going to have to make that decision. You go to a website, and if you want that $5,000 check now, you hit it now, and then your FRA is delayed by 3 months.
I just had like 1 minute to think about it. You've had a while. I don't know. How long have you known about this?
About 3 hours.
Okay. So what would you do, being you've had 3 hours to digest it?
Hell no. I would get way more than that in 2 months on my Social Security check. and I don't really need the money now. Thank goodness we haven't been affected. And I mean, we have. Our show's more popular than ever.
Does everybody get the same penalty of deferral?
It is. Well, it says
some people it's going to be easy. Yeah, I'll take the money now.
Yes.
And you're going to have a lot of people just say, yeah, I'll take it now.
It says under the plan, your benefits would be delayed for at most 3 months. So if you're one of these people that's going to get a piddling Social Security check in, yeah, go ahead and get it anyway.
Is it per person or household?
Per person. This is for an individual. Yeah, see, that one's not so easy to reject. And look, it came.
No, you can't make a 60-second decision, but a few hours probably, you know, I just need a little time to work the math.
Hey, so UFC actually did an event over the weekend. It was on Saturday. They had a bunch of cards, and it was in a stadium that was empty. Everyone got tested beforehand. They actually found one of the guys on the undercard had tested positive, and so his fight.
UFC?
Yeah, the fighting championship. So the mixed martial arts promotion went on. They had their pay-per-view. It went around the world. They made all their money, but all they missed was the gate. $5.5 million. That's not too bad.
You were talking about UFC. I had texted you after the show Saturday afternoon. I bite you because there's no sports going on. So I said, well, let me flip over and see what's going on ESPN. And they had, this major sport called cornhole was having a tournament. They were all masked up and everything. I believe it was over in North Carolina. I didn't stick around long enough. But I texted you, well, sports is back. I was amazed. But when I found out a couple years ago that was a real sport, well, it's not in the Olympics yet, is it?
Not yet. But they're trying. If curling can make it, it'll be the Summer Olympic version of curling, right? Something we can all do.
Yeah, that's what was on Saturday afternoon on ESPN. Well, but it's, I guess, the only live thing they could get going. Maybe it was pre-recorded, but you know it was in this era because they all had their masks on, taking it pretty serious. I thought that was just a game you play when you had a few beers.
Okay, now you joke, but you know if that made it in the Olympics, it would be incredibly popular. Like curling, like where you push the rocks, you know, shuffleboard on ice is all curling is. And we all like it because we can do it. We can relate to that.
We think we could be like, oh. I could do that. Give me some slipper shoes and a brush. I'll run down there and help that thing slide.
Well, I can't say that about everything.
A bag, you know.
Yeah.
It looks like I've got to, toss this 10 feet? I can at least hit the board.
Well, think about some of those other events, like where they do the ski jump where the guy jumps for like 200 yards. I can't do that. I would kill myself. Even the stuff where you have to do like the hammer throw. I don't think I could swing that ball on the end of a chain around.
Oh, I could do the jump. On that
downhole, the ski jump?
I could do the jump.
I'll stick with the cornhole.
It's the landing the problem.
Okay. And like where they do the slalom, I would be rolling halfway down that mountain. I would hit a mogul somewhere, and that would end my run. But I could do the cornhole.
Oh, I had you going there for a moment. Huh?
Kind of. But listen, one of the things that we even talked about last week is the struggle here with Disney. Because Disney Plus is killing it. Everyone's stuck at home and they're streaming. And so they're watching all the Star Wars or all the kiddie movies. But their parks were getting killed. And ESPN, they own ESPN. ESPN was getting killed. You know, so it's interesting to watch the financial fallout from all this stuff.
Well, speaking of sports and financial fallout, I was reading today about the dispute between the billionaires and millionaires of Major League Baseball. They're talking about getting spring training starting and middle of June or so. I don't have the dates right, but I have an idea. The money is the problem. So they're like having basically it's a July startup of baseball, and they've kind of reset it to where they're going to have half the season, an expanded playoff, and then the games are going to be more regional instead of everybody traveling. Of course, nobody in the stands. But it comes down to something like a 50-50 split. And when you kind of add all the money up and it's kind of half revenue, there's no money coming from attendance, which ultimately does add up to a lot of money. They're talking around $5 billion. And They said some teams may not financially survive in this environment, but they were talking with the players because the players are having to take cuts, but they were talking about doing it through a revenue split of 50-50. And the owners kind of see that as a fair way to get this done. But the players, it turns out, because I went, why are the players objecting? That they're going to need the money. But they see it as a form of a cap sneaking in to their world. And they're the one sport that does not have a cap.
Well, they're right. Like, it is a cap sneaking in.
Yeah. So they're not wanting it done that way at all. So, and both sides, I think, got out some shovels to start digging into their positions there. And could that mean no baseball? I can't see them all on both sides, because all ownership can't go without a season and survive from a team standpoint. And you wouldn't be surprised at this. There's a lot of well-paid baseball players live paycheck to paycheck. So it seems like there's going to be a cave. Would have to cave at some point. Let's get this thing done. But that's it. Oh, this feels like a cap. So
it's quite interesting when you travel over to one of the other big four sports, basketball. Every single one of their contracts are guaranteed. It is my understanding that of the base salary, you know, performance bonuses are gone, but no one's missing a check over in the NBA.
They're getting checks, but because of this, there is a clause in there where there's this stoppage of sorts did reduce their payments because of what's going on.
Oh,
I think it was a 30-35% reduction they all started taking. Yeah. Because of this stoppage. It's kind of built in there. I guess they figure out, well, what if there's a worst case scenario?
Well, that's brilliant, because I haven't heard these guys having to go back to the drawing board and how are we going to salvage our things and make it the payments. Yeah. Like the baseball scenario you just laid out.
Yeah, but honestly, I think if this is managed from a health standpoint, they figure out how to go divvy up the money and go play baseball. And I think basketball starts. So sport. Look, I've watched some baseball. I was about to say I watched a lot, and that would be very misleading because I don't watch very much of professional baseball, but I've caught it at times where somebody's hitting a home run and there's only a couple of people in the stands where the ball was hit to. So they're not filling ballparks anyhow. So I don't know that it looks odd when you're watching a baseball game and there's nobody in the stands. I wouldn't think that's like, oh, this is so weird.
Well, they don't have the crowd noise. You ever see the pitcher get on the mound and have to do his arms down he can hear? Right.
Basketball seems to be pretty full whenever I've watched it. And of course, college football, the games I watch, it is full. And the games I attend, it's full. So that is going to be weird. And I follow that up with, I think it'd be weird on pro football, and that's going to affect those sports. That's a lot of revenue comes from attendance in stadiums, popcorn sales, and beer sales.
Let's run into the numbers here. Okay. This is welcome to the numbers segment. This is where we tell you what happened in the financial world while you were out today winning at life or sitting around being annoyed by your children. You can follow along on the exact same charts and graphs I'm looking at now, winningatlife.com. Or join us over on the Winning at Life app. And as far as your indices, you know, the day started off okay and then just stair-stepped its way down and ended basically at the bottom of the day. There was like a little tick up in the last 2 minutes of trading, or it would have finished at its low for the day. So it was down 1.9% on the Dow, 2% on the S&P, and down 2.1% on the NASDAQ.
Let's see.
Although, look at this NASDAQ number. It's above 9,000 again. So it's almost back to its record territory. It's still positive for the year. I don't want to be too negative here, beating up on the numbers.
Okay. 10-year treasuries, 0.665%. Crude finished, I believe, at 25.78 was the last trade I saw at the session close. Brent crude, I'm showing currently at $29.38. Gold, $1,707.80. It's kind of like in the 1700 arena. Silver's at $15.61. No really big moves there from that standpoint.
Yeah, and on the oil front here, I have a tale of two reactions here. Over here in free market capitalist pig America, the oil industry is going through its own convulsions, where I have a report here from investors.com where the top shale producer in America has stopped almost all of their fracking, and they cite ongoing concern with the lack of demand and the coronavirus. So that's how we're handling.
Who did this?
It's a shale giant, Continental Resources, okay. CLR is their stock ticker. And they are the top Bakken shale producer. Over in Saudi Arabia, not quite free market capitalist pig as we are, but they're having issues dealing with the low oil prices. So what did Saudi Arabia do? They raised their VAT tax from 5% to 15% to make up for the lost revenue. Brian in Covington, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Brian?
Hey, James. Thank you. I was trying to check the difference. I missed a little curve when you gave the thing about today's newest proposal. And one thing was $1,200 per person, including kids. And the other thing was a $5,000 total where you delay your Social Security. So I was wondering the difference. Are those two separate proposals? And also, what if you're 79 and already on Social Security?
Okay, so the proposals, you want me to run over that one? Because that was my report.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm talking to Greg. All right, so the two of them had the $5,000 tag on them, so I can easily understand how you would get those mixed up. One of them is, it would be like the CARES Act where they had the economic impact payment. The big difference is this time they're not calling it the CARES Act, they're calling it the HEROES Act.
One-time deal.
Yeah, other than that, it's pretty much the same idea. You would get $1,200 a person, and then instead of $500 a child, it would be $1,200 per child, up to three children. So for the Parker household, it would be me, $1,200, the Redheads, another $1,200. I have four kids, but they would only count three. So there's another $3,600. That puts us right at the $5,000. So that's sort of a de facto cap. The other program, this was the proposal that was come up with by a couple of right-leaning think tanks, and that is you could go to a government portal online and you could push a button, metaphorically speaking, and you would say, I want a $5,000 check now, and in return, it's basically just a loan on your future Social Security retirement benefit. So it would delay your first check by up to 3 months, in de facto delaying your full retirement age. But you would still turn on full retirement age. They would just keep your first couple of checks until they were made whole.
Okay. Well, and on the second one, if you were already on Social Security, what happens?
No idea.
You would. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
So that's an odd one. But and on the first one, where it's per person, up to five people or whatever, well, that's per person. That's not a payback. Right. Off your Social Security, that one I got. Yeah, I'd heard briefly about the Social Security one yesterday or the day before, something brief about it. But then I heard you repeat the same thing about taking it up 3 months. But yeah, that's odd. Yeah, but it's also strange because this is the weirdest thing in the world. And I guess people probably tell you this, and I miss it, but people tell you, okay, I'm retired, I'm making $300 a week, but I'm at the grocery, or a security guard, or whatever. I'm retired. Now, another person's making $300 a week someplace else. They go on unemployment. They start making $200 unemployment and $600. So they start making $800 a week instead of the $300 they were grossing before. I don't understand that.
Yeah, and there's not a good explanation for that. Yeah, I wish I could help you out more.
To keep people. They're trying to make it a better incentive not to work is obviously what it appears.
Well, and for anyone else that's just walking in on our conversation, Brian, both of these programs that we just talked about are only proposals. No one's voted on it yet. And the prospects of... Yeah, I'm not telling you, Brian, just anyone new who missed that first segment that you caught. So let's not get too excited and start planning our lives around it just yet. These are just the ideas that are throwing them out, and we're sharing them with you on the show. Thank you very much for your call, Brian. I appreciate you fleshing that out a little bit. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. All right, Gregory, you have anything to add to that, or can I do this segment?
Oh, no. What would be the option on that? Cash in some future payments of some way?
If you're already on Social Security?
Yeah, they left them out.
They did leave him out. So all right. Now, we can't recreate this, but we did something fun on the show Saturday where we went and talked about the first 10 years of the show and how things are different now.
All right. You mentioned that we've been on the air for 10 years. I've been kind of piecing together what we're going to do for our 10-year show because it's only a month away. And this
parade? No, that was canceled.
We're going to have a gathering.
Party.
We're going to have a gathering of 21 people. And someone go tell the governor.
I thought it was a limit of 10 people.
Oh, we're going to have a gathering of 11 people then. That's what I'm doing for my birthday tonight. I'm having 11 people over to my house.
Well, we're saving money on all that stuff for the big celebration of 10 years because it's all been canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the 11 people one, I guess.
So it's funny. I wanted to see how life has changed, financially speaking, of course, through the lifespan of this show. So when you go back. So what was life like 10 years ago? Well, we weren't banging rocks together living in caves, but some of this kind of feels like it. But I'm going to go backwards first. I'm amazed at how much stuff is more expensive in 2010 than it is now. Silver, $22.14 an ounce. The day we did this show. Yes, it's worth quite a bit less. It's worth like 25% less. Oil, the first day we did this show, what do you think the price of oil was? See, this is
$102 a barrel.
You're low. $109 a barrel, Gregory. Come on.
Wow.
What a cheapskate. And what is it now? Like $4 a barrel? I'm exaggerating.
It's 20.
Yeah, it's like 27 or 26 or something. If you went to the gas station down here, you got a gallon of gas. How much were you paying, Gregory? The first day we did the show.
$3.42.
Whew. That would have been nice. $3.71. You're low again.
I'm low.
You're low again.
And how much did you pay for gas the other day you told me?
$1.73.
But it had no corn in it.
That was the non-ethanol. I couldn't even drink it if I wanted to. The 10-year treasury. What was the yield on the 10-year treasury? We got to go to June 11th for that because obviously the markets weren't open on June 12th. It was a Saturday. But
2.85.
This is going to sound like manna from heaven. 3.24%. Isn't that amazing?
I've yet to come in high on a guess. Huh?
Well, I can help you with that. What about gold?
I'm actually in ballpark there because we've been doing the show for 10 years. Now we got to go back to gold. $1,950 an ounce.
Wow. No, $1,220. Oh. Actually under where it's at now. Three other things that are under where they're at now. The Dow. The Dow's around 24,000 now. It was 10,200 then. NASDAQ's almost back to 9,000. It was at 2,200 then. And the S&P's 2,500, 3,000 right now. It was at 1,091 the day we did our first show. Number one song in the country, OMG by Usher. And the number one movie that weekend was the remake of The Karate Kid with Will Smith's kid, $55 million. It was only 10 years ago. But that was before I had taken one Uber ride.
There was an Uber. Well, not
I hadn't that taken
we
it.
Knew about.
Exactly. I hadn't taken one Uber ride. And I hadn't. We hadn't done one Periscope show. We hadn't done a Facebook Live show. We didn't have video. We didn't have 17 affiliates. And we didn't have 6 days a week.
No, we only had Saturday. And we had to go into this studio.
Downtown.
It wasn't as nice as the studio that we have here.
This is a palace. Now, your business. How big was it the first day we did the first show, and what's it like now?
I think I had a four-person staff, including me.
And what are you at now?
18 and three offices.
It's a little bigger.
And we'll have a fourth soon.
All right, now we're back live now. Let me just throw this at you, Gregory. The over-under on when we had the conversation on our first show back in June of 2010. If I'd have said, what do you think the over-under is going to be on a decade from now, oil will be cheaper than it is right now. For me, the likelihood, I would say it's less than 10%.
And it was at 102 then.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have had it be lower.
We could about say something similar for gold and silver. And I mean, that's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Well, we ought to start that reset for 10 years out from now. So we get to do this for 10 more years, but I'll go ahead on record and say, I think oil's going to be higher.
I'm going to say it's going to be higher, but it might not be higher than it was when we started the show because it was at 109. Will it be higher than?
I don't know. I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, that's a little weird. All right. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Winning It Live. Live Financial News Talk Radio. We do this for you every evening at 7. share the show. Hey, by the way, we do it on Saturdays from 10 to 1. You can listen to podcasts. You can stream the Winning at Life app. Be a big help for you. It'll hook you into news and updates. Another thing, you know, we talked about that article on the show last night. When do pandemics end? And I had that loaded on the blog today. Let me just look and see. Is it there? Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Look at it.
That was
like a piece of artwork.
It's beautiful. That wasn't a happy-go-lucky skip through history, though, Gregory. That
you did read it after I sent it over
to you. Yeah, so one out of three people in Europe died. One out of two people in China died. And about 9 out of 10 Native Americans died from various pandemics. This is not your light Sunday reading, you know, like when it's raining and you just want to curl up in a bay window with a good book.
No, it's stunning when you look through history and the amount that actually we're getting off light so far, we think, but depending on the expert's take on it, is if we don't get a vaccine, this is going to continue to roll through the population until it's done. And historically, that's what happened. And sometimes it was pretty devastating. One of the mild ones was the Hong Kong flu of 1968, which I was unaware of until I read this article. Yeah, there was 1 million deaths globally, 100,000 in the U.S., and what's left of that is flu season every year after it rolled through the world's population. So once again, another one of the many great reads we put on the news blog at GregoryRicks.com for you. Okay, I've got another piece of news. I don't know that I gave you a heads up I was going to do this, but I had heard about a study being done here in the New Orleans, and Jefferson Parish region with the website is testnola.org, but they're screening 2,500 people through the Ochsner Health System. And basically, this study will help local leaders better understand actual infection rates and how the city can safely reopen. So they're testing to see if anybody shows up and has COVID-19 or has had it. I signed up for the study. I registered and was selected. So I went over there today and at one of the locations, and I had the COVID test. It was not any fun, I'll tell you that.
Did that do the swab in the back of your throat? Is that one of those?
No, it's the swab up deep up your nostril.
That to do that?
Neighborhood of your brain, it felt like. And it wasn't just one side. He said, oh, by the way, we're doing it on both sides. Okay. I said, if that's what we got to do, get to it. Oh my gosh. So uncomfortable. My eyes were watering afterwards and the sensation took a while to go away. So I was tested for COVID-19 and then I had a blood draw in case I've had it and have antibodies. Yeah, so I had two tests today. Quite a few people went through as well. So
did you get your score back? Did you get an A?
It basically, on the website, it says your personal results within 24 to 72 hours. I think the COVID test to come back quicker than the antibody test. But I expect to have it in the next few days, but it was just interesting. I was kind of excited to be a part of something like that.
Yeah. You're part of science
that can kind of help figure things out.
Well, thank you, Gregory, for volunteering your body to move all of science and humanity forward. Thank you. I was just goofing around it. I went swimming with the kiddos in an above ground pool.
Happy about that Schwab test.
Well,
the antibody was a blood draw. So that was kind of like, heck, that's nothing.
Oh, I would.
Some people
I would have passed out.
Yeah. Pass out from the. Oh, me, yeah, like you.
Yeah, I'm a big wuss about that. But hey, I know what you're talking about with the swab because I know how far a toothpick can go up your nose. I used to just mess.
I think we went further
than your nose.
A toothpick.
The thing is,
the length of a toothpick.
I used to mess with my sister. I can fit a Q-tip almost the whole thing in your nose, because it goes back to the back of your sinus cavity. And so if you walk into the living room with just an inch of a Q-tip hanging out your nose,
TMI.
Your sister freaks out. TMI. And it's hilarious.
TMI.
All right. We have
back to financial news.
Well, this might be a little TMI too. 4 million U.S. mortgages are now in forbearance. And Gregory, the thing about forbearance, man, that's nice now, but I don't understand how you're supposed to get caught up. Tell me, if I get behind 3 months on my mortgage payment, how I'm supposed to get caught up.
Well, it depends on how they structured the deal. What I understand probably happening most of the time, it's just tacked on the back end. So you're just paying a lot more interest over time. You're saving money now, paying more later is what that's adding up to. But that's where you know, once again, read all of the fine print. That means all of the pages. When you do it, so you understand, because what you don't want to surprise is, yeah, in 12 months, you're supposed to have given us back those three payments or whatever. But understanding, if you do that, in some cases, people are needing to do that, and I get that. Some people are needing to pull money out of their 401k temporarily. But understand that if you're skipping mortgage payments, money's not going into your escrow to pay the insurance and taxes. You need to account for that. Oh, well, they said it's still going to come out of escrow. Yeah, except escrow's not going to have enough money in it, and you're going to need to write a check for the balance. So be prepared for that. Maybe go ahead and set that aside, or hopefully they're instructing them to say, you know, the $200 that you're putting in escrow every month, you still need to go send that to your escrow account. Maybe that would be the best way to do that, is keep putting in the escrow portion.
Yeah, I know my online portal would let me do it. I just know that's scary if you don't have one of the mortgages that'll let you just tack it on the end. If they say, all right, well, you just owe us this in 12 months, what do you set up a side savings account and start putting $300 a month
in it? I, for one, am not wanting to skip any payments, skip any bills. I want to pay everything, because I don't need more to pile up later. No surprises.
Hey, so I want to really, really...
Can I throw something here? One way I look at it. Well, I can pay it now. What if I can't pay it later? Then I've got the problem worse.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. You're trading problems. All right. Now, there's a list here, and I don't really like lists that much, but this one's called 5 Things to Do If You Have to Live on Social Security Alone, and it's from foxbusiness.com. But I got the gist after reading this whole thing earlier today that it's really about downsizing. And for me, downsizing is something I'm looking forward to. My wife is tired of cleaning, you know, a 3-bedroom house. I'm tired of having to mow a lawn. We're both about ready to just go.
One room?
A 1-bedroom
tiny
condo.
House.
The condos over here on the lakefront, that looks like an option for us. But do people, you tell stories about people resisting downsizing. They want to stay in the country club, or they want to stay in the big house or in the nice neighborhood. What's with the resistance?
Well, that is, sometimes I've had that conversation where there's not going to, daddy keeps increasing. They don't have the assets to generate the income to keep the lifestyle up. They'd rather have the lifestyle knowing there is a bad outcome, but I'm not selling the house. I'm not moving out of that area. And they probably should downsize. Then you have others is like, gosh, this, you know, this was fine while I was working and felt good every day. But, you know, now it's a lot to keep up. And then there was another one that I talked to some time back, was multiple properties. And they were kind of talking about, how do we make adjustments? Well, with that country home, you mentioned you're not going there very much. No, it's been a while. You know, if you sold it and paid off the mortgage on this other property, that would lower your overall monthly cash flow. Plus, that country property, it still costs you taxes and stuff. Yeah, but gosh, it's so pretty. So, you know, it's like some people accumulate assets like property, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got to let that thing go. It's time, like you really don't use it. So part of this is, we do counseling. It is financial counseling, what we do, helping people change their thinking to solve problems and help them move along. And so sometimes, you know, it just, all of a sudden you've gone through life, and then all of a sudden, wow, things are different. I've got to change. That's why we take everybody through the guided planning system regarding income planning, estate planning, investments, health care, and tax efficiency. Call my office if you'd like to talk a little more. Set up a 15-minute call. 504-832-9200, GregoryRicks.com.
I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks & Associates. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.